The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Labor Day. And guess what today is? September 1st, 2025. I cannot believe it. So I had to whip out some earth, wind, and fire. Let's get ourselves in the mood for fall cool mornings. And to get in the mood, I'm so excited to have my buddy here, my friend from Acupuncture and Wellness Pensacola, Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. Thank you for coming in on Labor Day, on your day off. I'm so grateful, my friend, for doing that, keeping me company.
I love coming in. It's really fun just to talk about what we do.
Yes.
And then, you know, of course, to hang out with you.
I love hanging out with you. So this is, makes my day to have you here, and Malcolm's coming in later, so it's going to be a good little day off, kind of not day off.
We're just chatting with friends.
That's right.
Yes.
So Dr. Rebecca Gibbons is the owner of Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So for folks that maybe don't know you, maybe they don't get to listen on Monday morning because they're already at work, but they're sitting there having a little coffee and listening to the show.
Enjoying this weather.
Sit
outside.
Day off.
Yes.
So tell folks what you do and about your clinic and all that you, there's so many things that you can do to help folks as we transition into fall.
Yes. Yeah. So we just celebrated our 2 years open here in Pensacola.
Congratulations.
So yes, it's very exciting. And we've just been really well welcomed by people, and we've seen really great results with all of our patients that come in. So I've been a nurse for about over 20 years now. And
you look like you're about 24.
It's all the acupuncture.
There you go. Nice plug.
Nice plug.
That works. I'll be in tonight.
You'll age overnight. Or de-age?
Get younger?
Get younger overnight. Yeah. What is the term? Anti-aging these days.
You.
You'll anti-age overnight.
There it is. There it is.
But I've been a nurse for a long time, let's just say. And, you know, halfway through my nursing career, I did go back to school because I did see a lot of cracks in the Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Totally still believe in Western medicine and many things that it can do to help. But I saw a lot of patients just chronic issues, you know, chronic pain, migraines, infertility, all these different issues that I was like, there's something that I feel like I can do. And so I had acupuncture and went to for Eastern medicine for, because I have migraines and I had low back pain. You know, I was a tomboy as a kid and have had a couple of concussions and all that. So they just told you just don't fall asleep at night kind of thing. But you notice, just don't fall asleep after a head injury. But later in life, a lot of that stuff will come back because your body does hold a lot of trauma. So I went back to school. I went to school here in Florida and in Southern Florida, and it's a 4-year program. So a lot of people think, okay, do you go for 6 or 8 weeks? But it is a long term. It's, you know, you become a doctor here in the state of Florida, acupuncture physician.
Mm-hmm.
So you are very well versed in the body and also Western medicine as well. It's very important that we incorporate both of them because I think that helps the patient get better and understand their body and the path that we need to go. So I decided to open up my own clinic. I was down in St. Pete for a long time, but ended up moving up here to beautiful Pensacola because I love it up here. And opened up the clinic a couple of years ago. And so we see Not just kind of quick fixes is what I say, but we get a lot of people that have had surgery or are on different medications and don't want to be on medications mm-hmm. anymore. Maybe they don't like the side effects, or I do have patients that have been on birth control for years and then just want to get pregnant. So they want right. to get off of it.
But their hormonal systems now are kind of out of balance,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. Or they were placed on different medications for migraines and they're trying to get pregnant, and maybe that's not conducive with, you know, being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and help them with those symptoms so they can, you know, kind of live the life that they want to live. So we are, sometimes I say, the last resort with the best results.
Right.
We aren't a exactly overnight fix mm-hmm. because a lot of times, like I said, the people that are coming in have chronic issues, have been dealing this, you know, they've gone through the whole gamut of different therapies and everything too. So I sit, you know, most of the new patients down, and we have a talk, we have a consultation. Okay, we need to do this and this, or it may take this amount of time. And sometimes people say, okay, I'm in for it. And then sometimes it's just not for them.
Right, yeah. Right. So if you have a question for Dr. Gibbons, maybe you've been thinking about, you've got some chronic pain, you've got an issue that just doesn't seem to be getting resolved, text it in and we'll talk about it at 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. So when you sit down with someone and you start to work out that plan for them, what are some of the things that people are maybe, are their biggest misconceptions about mm-hmm. acupuncture?
Yeah, that first of
or
all,
fears
yes,
might be
yes.
misconception slash fears.
Yes, does it hurt? Mm-hmm. Like how are needles supposed to help me feel
just
better?
Just the word needles.
Yes.
Y'all need to come up with a different word for
right.
those,
because they are very small. A lot of times, I tell people you're not going to feel it, and if you do go to an acupuncturist or have gone to dry needling is another thing that people go to. It is a little bit heavier handed, but it shouldn't hurt. It's supposed to relax the nervous system, and it is supposed to be calming, because if you don't have a foundation of calm or relaxing the nervous system, you most likely you're not going to heal. It's kind of like, you know, we're in this fight or flight all the time.
Stress.
So, and another thing is that a lot of people think, okay, I'm going to try it. I'll do it once and see if it works. And again, a lot of times people will feel a difference after they leave, but it may not stay that way mm-hmm. because it is retraining the body, and it's retraining the nervous system and the brain to disrupt that loop of either chronic pain or hormonal imbalance and stuff. So mm-hmm. it does take time. It is, you know, an investment and a commitment. And so that's another thing that people are like, I'm just going to try it and see if it works. It may not work the first time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially if you're coming in for a chronic pain or migraines or something like that.
Right. Right.
It takes a plan, and it takes consistency, just like building a muscle.
But I don't think you can think of it as a quick fix, because when I had some chronic back issues years mm-hmm. ago, and I think that in a lot of ways, acupuncture, I don't want to say that, use this term loosely, but I did do it for a long time, and it really kind of cured it. I have not had problems since then. However, I had to also take a whole body approach.
Yeah.
So some of the things that I was doing, if I kept doing them, would have continued to aggravate my back.
Right,
so I had to start taking some steps to not do certain things to support the treatment that I was getting. So I'm assuming you're going to take a picture at the whole lifestyle, right?
Yes.
Your whole body.
Yeah.
It's not just, hey, come in, we're going to give you this treatment, and you're going to be fixed.
Yeah.
It kind of doesn't work that way.
You're not just a body part.
Right.
You're not
right.
just your back. And I think that's how Western medicine, we've really started to focus on it. Like, oh, it's... that person's a gallbladder. We're going to take the gallbladder.
Take it out.
Yep. Take it
well,
out.
Well, it's the word acute.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just your arm, but maybe the arm is hurting because you've got something going on with your shoulder or your neck or your back. I mean, so there's
So it's
a disconnect, so to speak.
Exactly. So we are a whole person, and maybe that term is kind of getting a, you know, wholeness and balance.
It's
and
gotten cliche now.
Yeah. And people are like, ugh, I can't.
Please. Yeah.
And so that's so woo woo.
Yeah.
What are you, a granola, you know, cruncher?
Yeah, next thing you know, you'll have me on granola. You know?
Yes, exactly. Wearing Birkenstocks and all this other stuff. You know?
You don't have to move to New Hampshire.
Yeah. And but it really isn't. I mean, it makes sense.
Right.
You know, if your knee is hurting you or if you've had knee surgery, mm-hmm. yeah, it makes sense that your hip is going to hurt or your low back is going
right.
to hurt. Or if you have neuropathy or numbness or burning in the feet, you're going to have to compensate for how you walk, right? Because
mm-hmm.
your feet hold everything. So yeah, it's going to start to work up and hurt your knees or your hips and back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've even seen a lot of people that started off with low back pain and then they have neck pain. Yeah,
right.
The neck, the cervical spine is connected to the lumbar.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, your body wants to be in balance.
Right.
And it's survival mode. And
mm-hmm.
so you have to like adjust. Your body is going to try to adjust. So yeah, we want to look at that whole body because otherwise we'll start to fix the back
mm-hmm.
and then something else will pop up.
Right.
And I tell my patients, I want to see you a lot in the beginning, but I don't want to see you way down the line. Our goal is to get you to live life. You know, mm-hmm. we don't want to keep you coming back and being a rotating door.
A lot of it, from what it sounds like, is that you've got to get to the source of the pain.
Yes.
Instead of treating it acutely, get to the actual source of it.
Yeah.
Because it may not be what you think.
Yes, exactly. So we get a lot of people also that have, like, say, left-sided back pain
mm-hmm.
or left hip pain.
Right.
And when that starts to resolve, they're like, oh, my right side hurts. And it's
I've had that experience.
That could be the actual culprit
mm-hmm.
because
you're overcompensating for the other side that's out of balance, which brings the pain into the left side.
Yes, exactly.
It's the right side that's the problem.
Yep.
That makes total sense. I had that with my knees, by the way.
Yeah.
And once I got my left knee fixed, I went, oh, it's my right knee.
Yes, yeah. Or your right knee has been doing all the work for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So when a patient does come in for left knee pain, we'll treat both sides
mm-hmm.
because the victim is going to scream, but the perpetrator doesn't. So we want to treat both the perpetrator and the victim.
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
We got it. It's like, I know that's a little extreme, but, you know, sometimes we don't know exactly what is causing it. So we want to treat both sides because,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you look at the brain, it's kind of your mainframe and it's going to both sides of the body. So the brain can process things and your brain can process and hold on to pain and it holds on to memory, but the body doesn't know how to process it. It sends a signal to the brain, hey, I'm hurting, fix it.
Mm.
Let's do something about it. So it is a different way of looking at the body, but it's more of a holistic way, and we have to look at it that way.
Okay, you're listening to Pep Talk. If you just joined us, it's the Pensacola Expert Panel with Meg. Every day we have experts from 9 to 11, and they come in and talk about what they know, spend their passions about, what they do their jobs about, what they know about, the things they love. And I can't think of anybody that's more passionate about the procedure of acupuncture and how it can change lives. We have Dr. Rebecca Gibbons here with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. So if you have a question, please text it in. There's no question that's not valid in this topic, 850-437-1620. And I'm thinking maybe it would be nice to hear, just describe for someone that doesn't really, I mean, acupuncture, you know it's needles,
mm-hmm.
you know it's, but for someone that really doesn't know, how does
yeah.
it work? What's happening when you put that needle in? What is it doing?
Yeah, so acupuncture actually comes from 3,000-year-old medicine, and it's actually part of a medical system. So it's not just needles.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, okay, do we need to look at, again, lifestyle? Do we need to add some certain supplements, nourishment to the body? So it's actually acupuncture. I know we usually say acupuncture, but there's a whole other foundation behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at the body as, of course, holistically. And when we do place the needles in, a lot of times they're placed in specific areas to what your issues are and trying to get to the root problem.
Is it kind of like an electrical system where you're sort of linking the electrodes in a way?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that's probably the worst language in the world, but I mean, I'm just trying to imagine it because it's almost in my mind, I'm thinking things get blocked.
Yes. Yep. Because your nervous system is your kind of your mainframe. It's
mm-hmm.
it's sending signals to your hormones. It's sending signals to your cardiovascular system. Okay, if this nervous system feels certain stimulus, you have to it's going to turn on fight or flight,
mm-hmm.
or it's going to relax. And so that sends signals, of course, to the cardiovascular system. Okay, we're going to
everything tenses up.
Tenses
in a way.
Up and
yeah.
we got to go and we're going to cut off certain blood to certain areas. So the needles help to activate these certain systems in the body. They help to deactivate the nervous system, which mm-hmm. is one of the most common things that people come in for, because pain causes, you know, an inflammation. It causes that fight or flight. Pain is stress,
right.
You know, and people, it's like, okay, I've been sitting around all day. I can't do anything, but they're still stressed out because they can't do anything.
Came first, the stress or being stressed.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
When we deal with digestive issues, mm-hmm. a lot of times that's a fight or flight response. So what the needles will do, depending on what the person has come in for and what the root problem is, we'll place them in specific areas in the body, and that helps to trigger the nervous system, or, you know, the electrical system, to start signaling correctly, because it's haywire. Usually mm-hmm. a lot of times it's just haywire.
For sure.
It's just trying
not
to get by.
Not getting enough sleep, not mm-hmm. eating right. But I also, I've mentioned this before, but I saw a program recently where the doctor was talking about the intense levels of stress that we are living under, especially in our country, mm-hmm. and right now, mm-hmm. that are constant. There's no relief. There used to be you worked 9 to 5 and then you'd get off work and you'd get in your car and that was done.
Yeah.
Now you've got your phone, you've got your computer, you've got your laptop. So there's a constant input.
Yep.
So we never really have a chance to relax.
No.
So now we're at this, our normal is a stress level that used to be high anxiety.
Yes.
Now the higher anxiety on top of that mm-hmm. is what is really scary.
Yep.
And so we're in that state all the time.
Yeah. People don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah.
And that
I find it hard to relax on the weekends.
Yeah. And then it starts to trickle down mm-hmm. to certain, you know, conditions or symptoms. And if you're already dealing with like an autoimmune disease or chronic pain, the stress of that, it just compounds on each other. And so when you're looking at your phone and you see, you know, news or somebody texts you that, you know, this is happening and, or, you know, all these other things.
In your car, you're trying to get somewhere on time. I mean, just all the little, you got to pick up
things.
The kids at a certain,
and all these expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I tell patients, you know, we want to rewire the stress response. Of course, we can't take the stressors away from life, but we can change it so your body responds differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't release that cortisol 24/7, even when you're sleeping. You know, so it's not, so you have like a restful sleep, because that's a huge foundation for people that are having any type of chronic issues, is that they can't sleep. And when is your body supposed to start healing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say sleep is the best, the most natural anti-inflammatory. You know, it resets everything in the body, and it, you know, helps to send the blood where it's gonna needs to go if it's relaxed enough, and detoxes the body. Like it may seem simple,
mm-hmm.
but you know, sleep is very important. And so when there's consistent treatment, we're able to calm down the nervous system. So all of those other things that the body naturally does every single day
mm-hmm.
can start kicking in.
Well, yeah, because then you can hopefully get back into a routine. But if you're stressed out, it's hard to get
mm-hmm.
to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So your sleep is disrupted.
Yep.
So got a question from one of our listeners who just texted in, does Rebecca take insurance?
We are out of network with most insurances. So
mm-hmm.
what I tell a lot of the people that come in is ask your provider if they will do out of network coverage, because it changes
mm-hmm.
and you always have to know what your insurance is covering.
You need to each insurance company.
Because we are typically, for most of our patients, out of pocket, but we have patients that have 50% coverage or 80% coverage, depending on what they're coming in for and what your insurance covers. People will, you know, we'll supply any type of paperwork or anything that mm-hmm. you need. But a lot of times people are like, I don't care. I just want to get better, you know, and then I'll see if the insurance covers
right.
it later.
Yeah. What is the fee for the initial consultation?
So $30 for initial consultation. And that will be, if you call the clinic, they will set you up with a consultation with me.
What's the number?
It is 850-530-1028.
And while we're at it, what's your website?
Yes, it is awpensacola.com. And then I'll also let you know that we are going to be at the health fair at Sanders Beach Community Center.
When is that coming up?
That is on the 11th. It's a Thursday, September 11th. It is Thursday, I believe, from 10 to 2. So all of us will be there from the clinic, and then come in, ask questions. We have a lot of different information, and you know that you can come meet us.
Thursday, September 11th, 10 to 2, and that'll be at Sanders Beach.
Yes.
But if you can't make that, and you want to stop by and make an appointment or come by.
Make an appointment. Yeah. And then
what's your address?
It is 6706 North 9th Avenue. We are, of course, next to Sunny's, because everybody knows where Sunny's is. And we're next to the sleep disorder. We're in the same building as the sleep disorders clinic. But yeah, when you come in, we'll sit down, we'll go over your health history, just because I have to see the bigger picture of what's going on.
Right.
And then after that, we'll be able to talk. Of course, it's a conversation. I want you to know everything that you would need to do and that I would be doing from my end. So you have all the information. You have information about insurance. You have information about costs. You have information about, okay, does this hurt? Does it, you know, ask questions.
Great.
I'm here to educate.
Okay. So we have another question that came in on the text line. It said, you mentioned cortisol earlier. Does acupuncture help with weight loss? We get question just about every week, by the way.
Yes. And it can. I never advertise it as a great weight loss tool, because if you decrease stress, then
you're
depending
decreasing the
cortisol. Decreasing the cortisol.
And the hunger cravings,
And the ice cream that you want at 10 o'clock at night.
Well, a big part of overeating, for me anyway, is getting relief from the stress.
Exactly.
So if I don't need that relief because I'm getting it from the acupuncture, then that's heads it off at the pass.
Exactly.
So that's great. Okay, well, hopefully that answered that question.
Yeah. I don't say yes for sure. It can't, I will treat you for weight loss, but we have to look again, go to the root factors, like what's going on. So yes, it does decrease cortisol.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. If you've got a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. And in addition to acupuncture, you do have some other things that you offer. Maybe touch on those before we go.
Yeah, with the acupuncture, and usually with the treatment plan, we can add also ozone or O3 regenerative therapy, that especially a lot of people that are suffering from brain fog or allergies or migraines.
And we are getting back into allergy season.
Yes. And so I tell people that are having issues with allergies, come in before it really hits, because we can build your immune system and have it suffer less throughout this allergy season. We also have AT bioresonance therapy, which we also add with acupuncture during your treatment. And that helps just to stimulate certain blood flow. So it looks like a 10 unit, but it is completely, it works in a different way. It's just pads. It's microcurrent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of an extra boost.
Yes,
for the treatment that you're getting.
Yes.
And then you have supplements as well?
Yes. So depending on the patient, again, it's herbal supplements that can help, you know, whether it be hormone related, whether it be anti-inflammatory. And it just depends, again, on the patient. And then we also, of course, have a conversation about that too.
Yep. Okay. And what is the age range for patients? Is there a limit?
I have seen from babies to 104. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I love your story. The fella that you've got is how
old
is he?
Oh, yeah, he's 104.
Oh my
he
God.
Came in for neuropathy, peripheral neuropathy, and you know, difficulty with balance. He felt that his balance was getting worse, and he still wanted to drive, and so he was completely cognitive and everything, but you know, he was committed to getting his body the best it can be. Yep.
Wow. Okay. That in and of itself is a testament for me.
Yeah.
He was
pretty special. Yeah,
I know. I want to meet this guy.
Yeah,
I want to find out what have you done to live to 104?
I don't know.
So acupuncture's part of it, I guess.
Acupuncture. He's just very proactive and enjoys life. He enjoys living life and has a purpose and, you know.
De-stressing and being happy.
Yeah.
And choosing joy.
Yeah.
And all those good things.
Yep.
Okay. Talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Is there anything we didn't mention today that you'd like to mention?
You know, I just want people to know that, you know, when you do come in, you know, there's not pressure to start or anything like that, but just to come in and have a conversation with me about, because you don't have to continue just to deal with it. A lot of my patients are told, you know, it's either in their head or this is a part of getting older.
I hate that.
Or, you know, but a lot of us are, it's, you're 50, 60, 70 years old. You still have 20, 30, 40 years before. Did you want to hear that the rest of your life?
No.
You're meant to enjoy life. So, you know, there's always a conversation to be had about that. And, you know, we give a lot of people hope to have better quality of life.
Well, which is great. It's worth a try.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I liked it. It did a lot for me. Yep. So I can say that for sure. I'm not just making that up. It really, really did make a difference for me. I was waiting on tables at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot of back stress in that job. So
yeah. And really, you don't want that to, you know, go through the rest of your life.
Not at all. Okay, talking with Dr. Rebecca Gibbons with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola. Tell us your address, phone number, and website.
Okay. We are 850-530-1028, and you can find out more information at www.awpensacola.com, and we are at 6706 North 9th Avenue, Suite E2.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Rebecca Gibbons, Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola.
For
Thanks
me.
Coming in on the holidays.
Yes.
This is Pep Talk.